Welcome to Upgrading Feedback, where we all talk about academic feedback. Our aim is to enhance your academic performance as part of your student experience.
We are Ashley, Ellie and Tao, students at the University of Essex.
In this episode, we are talking to some fellow students about feedback. Today, we have a guest with us, Rita Flores, a journalism student from Portugal. Thank you for being here, Rita. And can you tell us about yourself a little bit more?
Yeah, so my name is Rita, as you know, and I'm studying journalism, multimedia and journalism. I'm from Portugal, and I came to the UK to study because I wanted to seek more opportunities. And I think it has been a great experience so far. I'm also part of Rebel, our student media. It was something that I tried this year because obviously it's related to journalism, and I think it's another great opportunity just for you to go out, like meet people, create contacts, and just, you know, like do your own thing. Don't worry, like we're experiencing, and to be honest, I'm going to be doing this all day from now on after my graduation. So yeah, it's been a great experience. I'm part of the editorial meeting, so I basically write articles about, like, let's say cultural events happening on campus or anything related to culture, because I'm the head of culture.
I'm so glad we invited a guest with so many responsibilities and so many experience. I can't wait to share us. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so Rita, so you said you moved to England from Portugal in 2020. This must have been a big challenge. And how did you cope with academic stress and social life during the pandemic in a new country?
But yeah, so my first year was pretty much like online classes and just accommodation life, to be honest. I didn't go out and explore as much. But I guess it also gave me time to like adjust to a new country, and it was not, everything was not a rush, you know. And then my second year was great. Like we started having like in-person classes, and I was living off campus at that time. So, you know, I started to having like a different life. I was like, you know, exploring the city, exploring other cities. So yeah, that was really good.
That's cool.
That's really cool. And it's so nice to see your attitude adapting a new environment. And now as an international student, after studying abroad for 3 years, what advice would you give to anyone looking to study internationally? Particularly academically, would you say?
Yeah. Okay, so first thing, don't miss your classes. Don't do that. I know that sometimes you're just like, you just want to like go out, make friends, party, and then you're just, oh, I'm just going to miss this one. But don't. They're really important, to be honest. And going to classes teaches you so much things. And maybe sometimes you're going to think, oh, I'm just going to miss this one. But then something really important happens in that class and you're just like, oh, like, I miss it. And again, yeah, because like journalism is a very like practical course. And I think sometimes you really need to go to those classes because you're going to learn like how to work with cameras, like how to go out and like interview people, like the best tips to make yourself comfortable with that and make other people comfortable. Learning how to edits in like a Premiere Pro and stuff like that. And I think those are things that you really need to be in person, and you really need to go to class, because if you don't, you're just gonna miss, and then it's gonna be harder to like catch up. So yeah, I guess that's my advice. Don't miss classes, like do your homework. You're still gonna have time to hang out with your friends, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, study is a priority.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you came here to study. You came to study abroad, so study abroad.
Oh, exactly. You're not socially abroad, you know?
Yeah.
So why do you think feedback is important for academic self-growth? Because earlier you mentioned that because when you do the exercise, it was given from professors or lecturers, then you get the chance to, you know, get the feedback.
I think it's just like all part of the process of learning, to be honest. Because if you just go to classes and sit there and listen and you don't actually do anything, you're not learning like exactly, because you need to do something in order for your teacher to say, okay, you're doing this good, you're not doing this as good, because then you're going to work more on that. So that's the process of learning. And I think feedback is really important for you to grow as well. What can I say? Yeah, it's going to help you, like, then when you go to the real world, because then you know what you're doing and you know how to approach situations and you know where you have to work. Okay, so let's say I'm not as good in editing videos. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm going to have to spend more time and give some more time of my life, like, doing that, because I need to get better on that. And if I don't do my homework or if I don't do the exercises my teachers tell me to do, I'm not gonna find out that I'm not as good in that particular area. So I think feedback is important because of that.
Oh, completely got you. It's like a little reflection of like a little trial before you head into
yeah.
like the work industry. Then you need to figure out, okay,
yeah, what am I good at? What do I need to improve more?
Exactly.
So yeah.
I was curious about something you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. You said you work for Rebel Editorial, right?
Yeah.
And you also have your own personal website.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention that. So during my first year, it's actually part of the journalism course. Your teachers encourage you to create your own website because it works kind of like a portfolio. So when you go to the real world, you can just like give your personal website to the job you're applying for, and they're gonna check it out and see like what you have there, what have you been doing, what you're good at. So yeah, that was part of the process in my first year. We had to create our website. It was a little bit hard because I had no idea, because writing, everyone can write, you know, you just have to get better doing it. Mm-hmm. But creating a website, I had no idea how to do that. I never had tried something like that. But it was a funny experience. In the beginning, it was a bit messy, but I ended up creating the whole thing. And then it's just really like whatever, like any work that I do. So if I do work for my coursework, like interviews, TV packages, radio packages, whatever, I just put in my website. Even for Rebel, like I write articles for Rebel, and obviously Rebel shares it in their own website, but I also put in my website because I really see it as like my personal portfolio. Mm. So when I'm applying for a job, obviously they sometimes ask you for some pieces of work and I send them, but in the end I always say, oh, if you want to see more of my work, you can just go to my website, and they have their like all my articles, all my TV packages, they have everything, and
that's
they can
nice.
You know, they can see like what am I good at and if I'm worth to get the job.
That's true. So did you receive any feedback work from your website and your like Rebel editorial?
Yeah, so like for the website, it was pretty much feedback on the part where we were actually creating. So like what looks best? Oh, this should be blue. Oh, this font is not really good. You know, you should change it. So it was more like that type of feedback. And that was really helpful because, as I said, I had no idea what I was doing at the time. From Rebel, it's really good because sometimes when you write, let's say, your own article, sometimes you think it's very good because obviously you wrote it, and sometimes you cannot spot like some mistakes because you were the own like person.
You got
writing.
Bias when you the
exactly.
one doing it. Yeah.
So Rebel, it's pretty good because whenever I write something, I just tell them, oh, I put up like an article. Can someone go and check it out? Like, and we call it sub editing.
Okay.
So someone's gonna go there, read my article, and say, "Oh, it's cool, but you had some grammar mistakes. I correct that."
Yeah.
So it's really good to get feedback on that because sometimes you cannot really spot some things when you're the own person writing it.
Yeah, that helps you improve, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you've been here like for a while in Essex.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some lessons you've learned from study at this university?
As I said, it's pretty much like trying not to miss your classes, because there was times where I missed a class and then I missed like a warning of like a deadline being pushed up.
Oh god.
And I was like, the week of the deadline came and I was like, what is it? Wasn't supposed to be like next week. And they're like, no, we told you before that the deadline was gonna be pushed up. So yeah, just that, and always check your emails as well.
Yeah, check email, that's important.
That's really important. Like, go on your Essex email every day so you don't miss out anything. But yes, also don't put much pressure on yourself. Obviously, you have to go to classes and try your best, do your best. But also don't massively stress about it, because at the end of the day, you're still like a student. You still have to enjoy your own time and be with your friends, be with the people you like. Do something for your own personal growth. So yeah, like don't pressure yourself too much. It's uni, like you're gonna be fine.
You study journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose to study journalism?
I chose journalism because I think I always liked social media a lot. And now, like, at the end of my coursework, I realized that one of the things that I really enjoy doing is, like, content for, like, social media or, like, content for TV. So everything that has to do with, like, recording or, like, editing, I really enjoy that. And that has been something that I've been loving, like, since I was, like, a teenager. Like, I've always liked social media, editing, like, videos. So that was one of the reasons I came to study journalism, because I wanted to explore that side a bit, because I didn't know much about like production and editing and that stuff. But also, I think I've always liked to hear a good story. And as I grew up, I started to, you know, want to put some stories on paper. And I also found out that I really like writing. So I think I love like have a good chat with people. And just now with journalism, I can do that, and I can still like, you know, put that on paper, have work with that. So I think, yeah, it's pretty fun, like that you can make contacts and connect with people and then just give them a voice. That is really good.
Yeah, I agree. That's one of the things that I like about it as well.
Yeah.
So the feedback that you get with journalism, mm-hmm. do you find that it's helped you for, like enjoy it more because you're improving? Have you seen improvement with it?
Yes, absolutely. But I also think it depends on like how do you get your feedback and from who, because obviously what I found out is like some of my lectures are better in doing it than others. So obviously, like when you're giving out feedback, you need to be specific, and I like when they're specific and they're like they're saying, oh, you didn't do particularly well in this thing, and I really like when they specify, instead of doing this, you could have done that or something like that. So that is really good. But sometimes when you just get like a broad feedback, that is not just as good, you know. So I also agree that feedback should be given like in written, because then obviously you can go through it and actually, you know, work on those bits. But also I think in a conversation it's really important, so like instead of giving you a final feedback of like, I don't know, a work that you did, sometimes it's really good when you're actually still doing an exercise or something like that, and the lecturer comes up to you and in a conversation he's like, oh, do this, do that, like it's better, oh, you can actually do this way instead of doing that way. So that is also really good. But yeah, I've learned a lot since from the feedback like I got.
So it was really good to hear from Rita today. She has a lot of thoughts about feedback, and it was really good to hear from her perspective about working, because she works at Rebel. What feedback means to her. Yeah,
absolutely. I get a really fruitful experience of how a learning process should be. And as an international student myself, it's often easy to get this track by the social life here as you try to set to a new place.
Yeah.
But she gave a very good answer that, you know, priority is like studying, and this is how we should do it, and focus.
Yeah, and she's really natural and bringing us a good time here.
Yeah. And if there's one thing you take away from what she said, it is don't miss your lectures. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Don't miss your lectures.
And do your homework.
That's true.
It was nice to have a guest in our podcast today. Thank you for coming.
Remember to follow our Instagram at upgradingfeedback_UOE for updates.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode, and we hope you have a good time with us.